Fat Body Gym here, John Mitchell. Today we want to do a different segment, give you a little information on what we're doing today with my boy Andre. Had a stroke, had a little downside, but we've been in rehab, getting stronger and stronger every day.
Can you explain exactly what a stroke is and where it comes, how it happened?
Actually, the terminology is called right basal ganglia, and that blood vessel started bleeding and started affecting the motor skills of my left arm, left leg, left vision, and left sensitivity along my face. At the time, I will really attest saying that my blood pressure was the culprit. I want to say, please get your blood pressure checked. Please go annually and get that service in check.
You were in the car.
I was in my car, coming from the gas station, getting gas and little bit of items. Of course, lottery ticket.
And a burrito.
Uh-oh, somebody telling on you right there. Somebody telling on you. Who's that young lady right
this
there?
This is my wife, Kia Turner.
Hello, Miss Turner. How are you?
Hello, how you doing?
You were in your car at the time. Were you aware of what was happening?
No, I did not know.
What were the signs that you knew something was wrong at that particular moment?
My vision was getting blurred on the left side. I was losing vision on the left side and losing motor skills on the left side.
You were able to manage to get the car to a safe location?
Correct. The stroke occurrence was within a quarter of a mile from my home.
So you were home.
Taking the initiative, I would say my wife really helped me tremendously. Her experience knowing that what I was going through, and her reaction was very swift.
How did you know something was wrong? And how did you, because he said that you knew that it was a stroke that was happening at the time. So you knew the signs of a stroke. How did you know? Why did you know?
Initially, he had made it all the way into the driveway.
Wow.
And he had called me from the cell phone and told me that he wasn't able to move his left arm. And I heard the slur in his voice, and I immediately went downstairs, went to the car, saw that his lips was twisted. Wow. And he was wasn't able to lift his leg and his arm. So I had called 911 and told him that I know that my husband is having a stroke. At that particular time, the fireman came first, and he was able to have movement in his leg, but wasn't able to lift his arm. By the time the ambulance came, he didn't have any motion in his leg nor his arm. He was barely talking at this time.
Now, doctors, when they finally talked to you, what did they tell you? How serious is this? Is he going to recover? Were they giving you doom and gloom, or was there a little bit of hope? What actually were the doctors saying to you?
They said that basically it was a 50-50 chance that he would recover fully. They didn't see any recovery within the first year or so, and maybe a little bit longer.
Really?
Because of the blood vessel had formed so much of a large blood clot is pretty much the size of an orange.
Mm.
It wasn't decreasing nor increasing with blood. So they were saying that as long as it's sitting there, they would try to see if the blood thinner would actually help it go down. It didn't go down within a whole month. So that's when they started deciding to cut. I told them as long that it's no increase and no decrease, we're not doing any cutting.
Now, I understand, and that's talking to you, sir, that generally when stroke does happen, they do cut it up wherever, you know, you said they cut on top of the head and maybe in the throat. So for your wife to go in and say, we are not cutting, I don't want to say it's rare, but it's more common for them to go ahead and make, it's easier or more common for them to go ahead and make the cut and incision in the throat area.
Yes, sir. That particular procedure is called a shunt.
Okay.
Cutting into the brain area to where the damage is, get directly to the blood clot.
And generally, that's the way they will handle this situation, but you guys were totally against that.
Yes.
Any particular reason why?
I prayed on it, and my prayers led me into believing that everything was going to be healed. And in order for me to believe in that, I had to actually accept it.
Okay.
And move on with it. So I kept praying over my husband. Within that time, he had started talking within 24 hours after the stroke. They couldn't believe that he still remembered names, he remembered places. And from that day on, I kept telling them, if he's progressing within 24 hours, then we're gonna continue proceeding with other therapy and no major.
So there was surgeries. Never an option of us giving up. The doctor said that there might be a recovery because he wasn't supposed to be walking. He's already in the gym. He's already walking. He's working out. And in your opinion, there will probably be a recovery within this year. And this not even really 6 months yet, correct?
Right, correct. The stroke was November the 9th.
You lost a lot of weight. When this first happened, you were how heavy were you at that
point? I was weighing 274.
And now you're down to already
209.
Your wife, your family, your friends have all been telling you to slow down for years. A combination of what you eat and probably the way you were working, you think this is what caused your situation?
Yes. Yeah. You must give your body rest every day. Obviously, other people have other duties, but your body has to rest. And if you don't rest, you're putting a lot of stress on your body.
The first thing we had to do is assess where he is. Mm-hmm. See where he is and meet him where he is and act accordingly. And just we needed to fire up some dead zones.
It's been a great progress, and I'm very blessed to be here. Mr. Mitchell, he came to me also to my hospital doctor's bed after my incident, and I was very blessed to see him. And he pretty much told me that day that we're going to get back together, and when you get able to leave this hospital, I'll be going and do training with him at Fat Bodies Gym. Eat the proper foods, rest your body. Don't take too much high cholesterol items.
Mr. Dre, we hear that kind of stuff all the time, how important that is, diet, rest, exercise. And to hear you restate that, it's always interesting to me because we don't take that seriously into account. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Until something happens. So to hear you say that is very, very important. And then what are some of the signs? Was there any signs of the stroke prior to it happening to you?
Yes, and I'm not ashamed to share this with everyone. Some days you're stressed from your job. I'm mm-hmm. not gonna say the job created, but don't bring the stress from your job to your home.
Yes, sir.
That escalates and it brings all that on your body. That puts a lot of stress on you mentally and then eventually physically, because when you get to that eating, you're not eating properly. You're going to just eat whatever is available and your blood pressure will be risen, and you do not want to accelerate with that area because you not maintain your blood pressure. You must maintain the blood pressure. That being said, I did not maintain it when I endured my stroke. I'm not ashamed to say this, but as of now, I'm on the path to stay this way for the rest of my life. Meds and eating right, and of course, my rock.
Everybody needs one.
And let me add to this how I knew that he was having hypertension issues. On November the 4th, a week before his stroke, actually the Saturday before his stroke, we were getting ready to go to the bikers event and ride our motorcycles to Galveston. And he had gotten so angry because my battery was was bad in my bike. Mm-hmm. So he got so angry and actually tore my hood completely off of my motorcycle out of nowhere. And we were trying to figure out what was going on. So I kept saying something else is going on. And I found out that the hypertension had started that week before, and he kept, the doctor saying what happened was that he kept eating, kept doing the wrong things, kept stressing, and within those 7 days, that's when the blood started hemorrhaging from his brain.
Wow. So not taking care of yourself, probably some weight, stress from the job, you know, it all build up.
You really have to be careful on, especially like I found out more of the stress. It could be the foods, mm-hmm. most definitely, but to carry on with everything else, the stress. Mm-hmm. And that stress alone will build up so much high blood pressure to where you have no choice but to have an aneurysm.
Wow.
I can say, first and foremost, take care of yourself. The money, the luxury things, all of your possessions.
Wait, the money? Hold on, man. We got to cut this video. No.
All of that will be there, but your health,
yes, ma'am,
comes first. First God, then your health. If you guys do not take care of yourself, you will fall into this condition or worse. I'm pretty much a living witness of not taking care of myself in the past and came up with high blood pressure. Also had thyroid issues. They said I was supposed to have been living with that for the rest of my life. But I proved the doctors wrong and everybody else. I came back into the gym. At that time, I think I had lost like 45 pounds. I was almost up to 200 pounds. And I made a commitment in my life, and I'm gonna tell you guys to try to make a commitment of eating more healthier and stress-free.
If I could leave anything with you, balance. Balance, because we try to put too much on our plate, and too much on this side or too much on this side will catch up with us. Everybody's in different shapes, different ages, and all that kind of stuff. When it gets too much, if you're stressing too much, if you're arguing, if you're fighting, if you're eating too bad for too long, something is going to catch up with
yes,
you.
Yes.
So you want to take the time and keep balance. You can't be rich over here and poor over here.
Okay.
It's going to catch up with you. So if I can leave anything with you, take time and balance yourself. You know where your life is. Nobody else is in charge of your happiness. You're in charge of your balance.